my friend and I tried to sneak back into my house at night. My dad caught us and we got in big trouble.
Well, that's the cost of trying to sneak in. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Have you ever been tempted to sneak into a movie or a sports game or, maybe worse, someone's house? While it's a terrible idea, you might be able to get away with it here on Earth, but when it comes to sneaking into heaven, there's no way. Jesus is very clear in John 10:9 when he said, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved." Our story today is entitled, No Sneaking In. "Hey, Dash," whispered Caleb after the two boys had gone to bed. "I forgot the lures Dad gave me to bring along tomorrow. I left them in my room." The boys were going on a fishing trip with their church group early the next morning, and Caleb was spending the night at Taj's, who lived a few houses down from him.
"Let's run over to your house and get them," said Taj.
"It's too late," replied Caleb. "Everybody will be sleeping."
"We'll just sneak in so we don't wake anybody up," said Taj. "If we don't do it now, we might forget in the morning."
After thinking it over, Caleb agreed. The boys quietly left the house and hurried to Caleb's home. As expected, the house was dark.
"I'll pry the screen off my bedroom window," Caleb whispered. "That way we won't wake anybody up."
Caleb carefully removed the screen and started climbing in as quietly as he could. He had 1 foot through the window when a voice yelled, "Stop!" Caleb froze as he recognized the figure of his father towering in the shadows, holding a baseball bat.
"It's me, Dad," Caleb called out. "Me and Taj."
Dad flicked on the light.
"Caleb? Taj? What's going on here?
Why are you sneaking in through the window?" Caleb gulped. He knew he and Taj had a lot to explain. The next day, the boys told their church group leader what had happened.
"My dad thought we were burglars," said Caleb. "He was pretty upset. I'm definitely never doing that again."
"You boys trying to climb in through the window instead of using the door reminds me of our lesson last week," said Mr. Bates. "Do you remember what name we learned for Jesus?"
Oh, I know," said Taj. "He's called the door because it's only through him that anyone can enter heaven."
"Right," said Mr. Bates. "You couldn't sneak into your house, Caleb, just like we could never sneak into heaven. It would be impossible, and we've done nothing to deserve spending eternity with God. But Jesus offers us the incredible gift of salvation. He died on the cross so our sins could be forgiven and we could become God's children. He's the door, the only way we can enter into eternal life."
"So how about you? Are you trying to sneak into heaven, you know, to get there without trusting in Jesus? You can't do it. On earth, a person might be able to sneak into a house and get away with it, but the only way to be saved and enter God's eternal kingdom is through the door, Jesus Christ. So trust in him today."
To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is John 10:9.
"I, Jesus, am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved."
And our key thought for today, Jesus is the door to eternal life.
Do you know what Easter is all about? It's not about Easter eggs and chocolate bunnies.
This year on Keys for Kids Radio's Best News Ever, discover why we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus. Get the scoop on all of it at keysforkids.net and tap Best News Ever in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.